Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Diana Oakley, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach. He's our chief demographer in our brain trust, the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. That's what we're talking about, is demographics. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were telling us about the previous segment. You were forecasting the baby boomer brain drain, where thousands and millions, I should say, of baby boomers are going to be going out real quick. And, the first boomers retired, what, about 3 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah, well, the ones that could maybe even started a little earlier than that, but that's about right.
So we're starting to come into the heavy part of it, and in the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to be real heavy. And in that period of time, we're going to shuffle on off to the shuffleboard, the boomers generation will, and that means that there's going to be a lot of openings and people who are not boomers who are going to be filling those slots. And what I said before we went to the break that I wanted you to talk about are, it's not just the brain drain that I'm concerned about, but it's also the behavior drain I'm going to talk about. See, let me say this first, though. I want to get this on the record. I know the younger generation, and they are really, really good human beings. But, Ken, you and I were tutored by people who came up in an age when major corporations still treated human beings well. They didn't abuse the people. And so we still remember that. We were tutored by those people. When you and I are gone, these young folks, that I'm concerned about their behavioral bearing, their ethical bearing, not because they're not ethical by nature, but maybe not by training, by experience, by context. What do you think?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the Marxist economists know that our system of government and our system of market, as it were, our capitalism, will not work in communist countries, because in the United States, most of the people obey most of the laws most of the time. Most of the people do the right thing most of the time.
Right. Even though they don't have to.
Exactly, voluntarily. Well, that's the key. They're saying that like in China, where the people answer to the government for everything, our system would never work. So what the problem is as the baby boomers leave, are we going to see an erosion of our moral capitalism and our moral republic? Because it's necessary for most of the people to do the right thing most of the time voluntarily for the systems to work, period. Now, will they continue to work? Yeah, I think we're going to be fine with Generation Y. I mean, that's my opinion, but that's subjective, because I don't have any that on.
Let me give you an example, so I'm taking from this that you think that my concerns are warranted.
Correct.
Okay, so in the old days, as a small business vendor, if I did business with a big company, and that company was doing something that was abusive to me as a little guy, a little company, the people I worked with in the old days wouldn't let that happen. They would go back up to their boss, who was just like them, and say, "Now, you know this is not right." And they say, "Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't be doing this." And the guy would literally take care of me, because he knew that we had a relationship, and that meant something to him or her. Well, now with the way major corporations tend to be right now, they don't really care about little guys, little companies. And the people they're giving those orders to are so young that they don't know anybody upstream, so to speak. They don't know that it's okay to push back. They don't push back necessarily. And it's gotten to the point where I'm concerned that they think that's the way it ought to be. It's okay to do that. See what I mean?
I think what's going to replace that, Jim,
Am I? Are you seeing what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. And what you're talking about is the it's like a dehumanization of the process. And
you know what? Daniel Patrick Moynihan called it. He called it defining deviancy down.
He called it what?
Defining deviancy down.
Okay, well, okay, maybe so. But here's what I think is going to happen that's going to work in our favor. And I tell folks, I said, listen, you're going to employ Generation Y people, whether you like it or not. First of all, it's the largest generation in the history of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into your workplace, I said, one of the things that they're going to know right away is there aren't going to be any secrets in your company. There aren't going to be any secrets in your company, and there aren't going to be any secrets in the companies that you deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, using the internet and social marketing and all of the tools that are available to them, they are going to know everything because there are no more secrets. You can't hide mm-hmm. behavior. So the net of that is going to be companies that have bad practices. It's going to be abundantly.
So you think their nature, not even before their ethical bearing kicks in, just their nature, the way they are, is going to cause them to push back.
They will push back, but they might push back in a different way. They might push back by being whistleblowers, exposing.
Yeah, I hope they are. I hope that's the case. Because as I said, I do believe they have I know they have a moral bearing. I'm concerned that they may not be taught, you know, how to use it. And so hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue this. We're going to let Ken talk some more about this exact issue, this behavior drain that's part of the baby boomer brain drain is happening even as we speak. Ten till. Right back with Ken Grombach. KGCDirect.com, right, Ken? Check out his website, KGCDirect.com. Take a quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.